From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. In a key test of President Obama's ability to appoint judges to the federal bench, the Senate today resoundingly defeated a GOP-led filibuster against Mr. Obama's first choice for a higher court. The Senate's 70-29 vote clears the way for bringing Judge David Hamilton's nomination to a final up or down vote. More from NPR's David Wellner.
Judge Hamilton's nomination for the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals in Chicago was approved by the Judiciary Committee 5 months ago, but that panel's top Republican, Jeff Sessions of Alabama, held up his consideration by the full Senate. He accused Hamilton of pushing a political agenda.
I believe that that disqualifies him for elevation to the Court of Appeals, and this is one of those extraordinary circumstances where I think the president should be informed of that fact by a vote of this Senate.
But Indiana Democrat Evan Bayh called Hamilton superbly qualified.
If this nomination constitutes extraordinary circumstances, then that phrase has ceased to have any meaning whatsoever. I sincerely hope that all involved will agree to give Judge Hamilton an up or down vote that he so clearly deserves.
10 Republicans joined every Democrat to break the filibuster. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
The Obama administration has unveiled a new task force whose job it will be to crack down on financial fraud. The president signed an executive order that will direct the new anti-fraud task force to be led by the U.S. Justice Department. It will incorporate state investigators as well as federal agencies. Speaking at a news conference in Washington today, Attorney General Eric Holder promised to be, in his words, relentless in our investigation of corporate and financial wrongdoing. The task force will have a broader scope than a similar one created by the Bush administration in the wake of the Enron scandal. There are more signs weak consumer demand continues to strain the U.S. economy. Industrial output was sluggish last month, and several big retailers had a decline in sales. More from NPR's Brian Reed.
Production by manufacturers slowed in October, according to a report from the Federal Reserve. And overall industrial output, which includes mines and utilities companies, increased by only 0.1%. Those numbers reflect how apprehensive shoppers are to spend money. Even retailers Target and Saks, which are reporting increased third-quarter profits due to cost cuts, saw sales drop at stores that were open at least a year. Brian Reed, NPR News.
Senate lawmakers heard testimony today concerning the need for banks to change the way they impose overdraft fees on customers. Consumer advocates told members of the Senate Banking Committee such fees excessively target young depositors and the poor. According to testimony, overdraft fees on the part of banks more than doubled last year to nearly $24 billion, with almost half of that amount coming from debit cards and ATMs. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average closed up 30 points to end the session at 10,437. The Nasdaq gained 5 points to close at 2,203. The Standard & Poor's 500 was up a point today. This is NPR. Israel has announced proposed plans to build an additional 900 housing units in Jewish settlement as part of a Jerusalem claim by Palestinians. The announcement drew criticism from Palestinians, the U.S., and Britain. In Washington, both the White House and the State Department called the plan dismaying. Still, a Jerusalem city spokesman says any action on further building in the area of East Jerusalem remains many months away. Around 40,000 Israelis currently live in that disputed area. The Buffalo Bills have fired their new head coach, Dick Geron. In the middle of this, his fourth season as head coach. NPR's Mike Pesca has more.
The first coach to be let go this NFL season did not oversee a team that was horrible, just consistently below average. For each of Dick Geron's three full seasons with the Bills, the team finished with identical 7-9 records. But even that rather sorry mark was beginning to look like a long shot as the Bills dropped to 3-6 so far this season. 10 days before the season began, Geron fired his offensive coordinator, and as a result, the offense has seemed confused and disjointed this year. Geron's previous coaching experience included a 5-year stint as head coach of the Chicago Bears, in which he had only one winning season. In fact, no one in NFL history who's coached as many games as Geron has had as few winning seasons. Mike Pesca, NPR News.
Get ready to pay more to travel next spring and summer, at least on some of the major airlines. U.S. Airways announced today it will begin adding a 5% surcharge on all its U.S. flights on or after May 8th. The airline says the surcharge is designed to protect the carrier from rising fuel prices. Separately, Delta, Northwest, and United have bumped up surcharges on some busy travel days next March. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.